Ban is telling us that we should see this as part of the Tlunos B'nai Yisrael, the Kol Ha'idah that comes to Midbar Tzin, Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayarav yahami Moshe, you know, when they're saying, we wish we had died, V'lu gavanu, excuse me, B'gva Achenu lifnei Hashem, and they start, going back to the old tropes of V'lama Havesa Miskal Hashem al Midbar Hazeh, V'lama Halisunim Mitzrayim. So, this is complaints just like we're used to hearing these complaints. On the other hand, right?
Avi Rosenberg said that he had to leave the Zoom because his computer restarted or something like that.
Okay. Okay, again, everybody should have their video on. If your video is not on, then, I can't keep you in here. So, those are kind of the rules of the road. Okay. So, again, the Ramban is taking a very, clear position on this, and it's a tluna, and the Chizkuni is saying it's just 100% different. That's legitimate. They don't have any water, and if you don't have any water, what exactly are you supposed to do? Hadini Mahen, right? So you have a fundamental difference of opinion with respect to, how to look at this situation. Now, I'm asking you, I realize it's a tough situation to put you guys in, but who's correct? Who should we look at as correct in this situation? So let's maybe get to Eitan Barinholtz and then try to get some more participants.
I think the Chizkuni makes more sense because if they were complaining, like Ramban says, they should have been punished.
Right, so again, the fact is what the fact is, right? They absolutely, should have been punished if this was wrong. And instead, they're not punished, and, quite strikingly, other people are, right? Very prominent people are punished. And so, that is a very strong argument that the Chizkuni is making. Okay, anybody want to defend the Ramban here? Chaim Mermelstein.
A couple of seconds later, don't they stop arguing about the water and start arguing about other things also?
Okay, so let's just elaborate on that. I think
that they start to switch the conversation because maybe they realize the water wasn't working, so they want to complain about something else.
Okay, so they definitely allude to the water, right? But I think you might be on the right track here. I think you might very much be on the right track here. Because as we noted yesterday, that's, almost an aftershot, right? Lamut sham anachnu ve'irenu. They start talking about their animals as if, that could sort of measure up, but I think there's a sort of a beginning of an answer in your observation. Maybe we can try to narrow this down a little bit. Shimon?
Yeah, this is more of a technical reason, but it sounds like Ramban doesn't really sound like he's giving much of an answer. He's just saying oh, this is the same as usual, but the Chizkuni sounds like he really reads into the pasuk.
Well, I would. I might put it in opposite terms. I might say, look, the Ramban is of the belief that Kol Ha'idah is a clear signifier. Kol Ha'idah means, right, Admasai Le'idah Ha'ra Hazos. It means the Tlunos B'nai Yisrael. The Chizkuni is saying, contextually speaking, evidence is missing for that. They're not punished. So why wouldn't they be punished on this basis? So that seems like. The Ramban has a careful reading of the Pesukim, whereas the Chizkuni might be more grounded in other factors. Right. In other words, the Chizkuni is looking at, where is the punishment? Tzvi?
I think the Chizkuni makes sense because it is different than how they're complaining in the past because there's a reason this time. But also, I think that the Israel is now like finding a reason to complain, so they complain about other things as well. They like since they could complain about water, they start to complain about other things.
Okay,
and
that's very.
Ramban is also ready.
So that's very, very, very helpful. Okay, so Tzvi, I think that what you said is really fundamentally correct. I don't know that we need to choose between the Chizkuni and the Ramban here. The Chizkuni makes a legitimate point, which is Hadin Imahem. Avi will get to you in a second. That not having water in the desert is an absolutely legitimate